A beautiful gesture, Tunnel to Towers Foundation vows to pay off mortgage on home of slain NYPD officer Jonathan Diller. By Amy Furr on March 28, 2024. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is stepping in to help the family of a fallen NYPD officer who left behind a wife and one-year-old son. The foundation has vowed to pay off the mortgage of the officer's home in Massapequa Park, Long Island, the organization announced Thursday. Watch, NYPD honors Officer Jonathan Diller killed by man arrested 21 times before. Officer Diller, 31, was shot and killed by a career criminal during a traffic stop on Monday night in Far Rockaway, Queens, the foundation said. Officer Diller and his partner approached a car parked illegally at a bus stop when a man inside the car opened fire, hitting Diller below his bulletproof vest. He was rushed to Jamaica Hospital where he died from his injuries, it added. An image shows the officer, who was a three-year veteran of the force, with his child. Social media users praised the organization for its promise. One individual writing, "You are the hand of God for the patriots of America. Thank you. A beautiful gesture. Thank you," another user commented, while someone else said, "God bless Tunnel to Towers for all you do. And may Officer Diller rest in eternal peace." Meanwhile, Breitbart News identified the suspect in the case as 34-year-old Guy Rivera, who has more than 20 prior arrests. Even after Diller was shot, the officer kept trying to disarm the suspect and knocked the gun on the ground. Chairman and CEO of the foundation, Frank Siller, said, "Every day Officer Diller donned his uniform, there was a risk he may not come home. We will honor Officer Diller not only for his sacrifice but for his unwavering resolve to protect the people of New York City by ensuring his family can stay in their home, forever." In addition, the founder of Barstool Sports, Dave Portnoy, raised $1.5 million for Diller's family and pledged to match those donations, Breitbart News reported Thursday. "Thanks to everybody who donated. We raised $750,000. With the matching of the funds, that brings the total to $1.5 million that will go directly to the family," Portnoy wrote in a social media post.